Yes. Let's see if we can logically figure out what's going on in the world. It's Tuesday, the last Tuesday of September. Oof. So next a week from today is the 1st of October. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. Everybody got their attitude adjustment face on. Things are changing. Well, things are changing anyway. We're here to report on them. We report, you decide. How's that? 888-302-3684. Only we really mean it. And so in this circumstance, that's the difference. We can use the slogan, we really mean it, though. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn will be back here tomorrow, which will be kind of cool. We get her point of view on a lot of these things. My suspicion is we'll be talking about Kenya tomorrow. My suspicion is we'll be talking about Obamacare tomorrow. And my suspicion is that there will be other things that will pop up between now and then. Some of the things that probably you may be somewhat aware of, updating the militant group with the hostages that are in the Kenya Mall. They say they're all alive. Forces are securing the mall. This standoff has been going on since Saturday, I think, if memory serves me well. It's called the Westgate Shopping Mall, which I find interesting. I don't know why, I just find it interesting. They call a Kenyan in Nairobi, Kenya, the mall is the Westgate Mall. It's like Cleveland. It's the west side of Cleveland, so it's the Westgate Mall. And probably on the west side of that town. Meanwhile, my feeling here is that we are being fed the usual fear-mongering BS from the television networks. And I think a lot of people on the air doing radio programs are taking that approach as well. And some people are pretty sarcastic about what's happened there and whether or not we ought to be involved, or say outwardly, we better have more guns in our malls or we'll have the same thing going on here. Nonsense is what I say to that. And some people say, oh, we better go over there and straighten them out. Why? It's not affecting us at all. Why are we even talking about this? I'm only reporting to you this stuff because there are 900 jillion million people who seem to be so focused on this. These people are not going to come here. Al-Shabaab's not going to come here. Some of the people who are shooters apparently are Americans. And I guess that's the trail that I'm sort of interested in, Ken. The people that have been recruited, did we hear somebody say Minnesota or Montana or something?
Yeah, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And
why they go to Minnesota to recruit people? What's going on in Minnesota?
From what I had heard, I think they got people from Minnesota. I don't know that that's the only place they...
I mean, Minnesota's not a great place to be if you don't like to be cold. Other than that, it's not...
I'm not sure that Somalia is not necessarily a great substitute.
Yeah. It is warmer.
But I, from what I heard, they were looking for people who had ties, family in Somalia or some sort of link there, and were trying to get them to come and help in the civil war, and then it just spilled over into Kenya.
Yeah. All right. So we have lots of different ways of approaching this, none of which I particularly like. That is to go through my philosophy again, which I've explained any number of times. I'm here because, and I've been here for decades, reporting on things, talking about things, bringing issues to the surface, having fun with the issues. Not much fun you can have with this. Not that I should be focused on everything that's fun, because if you listen to the program, you know that we're at the heartbeat of what's going on. But your opinion is what makes this program different than lots of the others that will just bark the news and that's it, or report what's going on, or take innuendo. I mean, a lot of the news stuff is coming from Twitter anyway, Facebook. So who needs the news media to filter out? You need the news media to tell you how to think, do you? I'm not going to tell you how to think. I'll tell you what I think, and I think this whole thing is a crock of manure, and that we ought to be thinking about the things that are going on in our country that are good. Now, you can say, oh, Obamacare, it's horrible. We need to stop it. We need to shut the government down. What do you think that really is? I mean, think about it, really. You really think, honestly, that that's going to work? Come on. Come on. Those of you who just so dislike Obama, okay, there's a lot of reasons to probably not be real supportive of Obama. I'll give you that. There are a lot of reasons not to be supportive of George Bush. There are a lot of reasons not to be supportive of anybody that gets that much power. There should be two presidents. One who does foreign affairs and is the face of the country, and the other one is a businessman who understands numbers. These clucks who are there now, none of them get the numbers. How long has it been since we had a budget, Kenny, to run the largest organization in the world?
I think they said 7 years.
7 years it's been since there was a budget that made any sense whatsoever. 7 years. Why do you think we're $17 trillion in the hole, boys and girls? That's because there's no management. We don't have a manager. We got a guy who's a winner of a popularity contest who wouldn't probably be able, if it wasn't for his wife, figure out how to buy groceries at home. So, what?
none of these guys know what they're doing.
No, of course they don't.
It's just amazing. This whole thing about trying to defund Obamacare, regardless of how you feel about the president or his health care plan, It's a very simple reason why it won't work. It's a law that has been passed and money's already been appropriated.
Right.
And a continuing resolution can't change that.
No.
So these guys and these guys in Washington should know that.
No, they don't understand it at all. They're only thinking about the political ramifications because they so dislike Obama that they don't even see that there is some good in Obamacare. Not a lot, but some good in it. And so we go on to the same pounding away. How does it make your life better? It reminds me of the guy, I wish I had that call, Michael, recorded from a long, long, long time ago. And in essence, this guy called me up. He was angry at me because of something that I said. And he went on, and you could hear he was about to burst a blood vessel. And I'm just sitting here listening to him. And I said to him when we were all done, okay, you feel better now? He said, no! He said, well, so why are you so angry? Well, because you're saying, and then he went off again for another couple of minutes. This whole thing was like 4.5 minutes. It was like a play, a bad morality play. And at the end, everybody got that he was the one who was suffering, not me or not the other people. He was so angry. And that's what happens when you folks get angry. You're the ones who suffer. Your blood pressure goes up. Who knows what it's doing to your heart, your liver, the old expression, get your liver in a quiver. That's what happens when you get all angry and worked up and we got to have more guns at the malls and we got to stop Obama. You're not going to do it. So it makes for great conversation as long as you don't wrap yourself personally around it and take it seriously. What you need to take seriously, in my opinion, as you look around at the things that are happening in our country and in the world, for example, in Detroit, Chrysler is moving toward an offering under pressure from its shareholders to set up medical coverage for retired auto workers and family members. Do it on their own. Never mind all the other stuff. And it may not be what they all were promised, but it'll keep something coming, and it'll keep the company alive. Isn't that more important to most of you than whatever the hell is going on in Kenya? Wouldn't those of you who work for some union organization, the airline, another great example of this, I'm just picking them out of the hat, anything that's non-governmental, a private company that has gotten into trouble because they can't pay the debt that's incurred from all their retirement promises. So do you rework the promises so they're reasonable, so the company can keep going and keep paying people? Or do you hold their feet to the fire and say, we're going to get everything we were promised, and the company goes out of business and you don't get squat? What's more important? I would see, in my world of interest, I'd be more worried about my retirement than I am what's going on in Kenya. Yet how much attention, you will not hear anybody else, I guarantee, unless maybe it's a business station, anybody talking about the Chrysler move to try to rework their retirement plans for the people who are already retired. Which, by the way, I think is quite a remarkable statement about the company. And, yeah, they want to keep the doors open, but they're actually taking the initiative to try to help the 115,000 retired auto workers who work at Chrysler. Isn't that a good thing? I would think that people would be quite excited about that in this day and age when there are plenty of companies and people who would just as soon shut their doors, keep the money that they can, and screw those who work for them for a long time to get them the value in the company that they established when and if they close it. You don't run these companies by themselves. They need you. So I think Chrysler is to be commended. And I think that's a more important story. That may be one of the most important stories of the day. Okay, have I gone on? I'm on my rant now. Michael, you're not doing well with the clock. You need
ding.
Ding. Okay, time's up. Dr. Ron Hoffman, this is our medical theme of the week, whether it's healthy to eat before you go to sleep. We'll be talking to him in the next half hour. And good day. It's 17 and change after the hour right now.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood. Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Save $700 on a 55-inch Panasonic 3D Smart LED TV, only $999.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/28/13. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Muslim Brotherhood has been banned from Egypt. Wow. It's going to happen over there now. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
On this season's The Voice, which started last night, the coaches are Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, CeeLo Green, and Christina Aguilera. They turn around when they like the performers. I gotta tell you, a lot of these music shows don't do a thing to impress me. I kind of like this singer pretty strong. Kenny, what do you think?
Yeah, she's got a nice voice. She's doing a good job at this song.
Kat Robichaud is the name of the contestant. I've Got the Music in Me is the first tune in the new season of The Voice to be heard by listeners. So maybe there's going to be some good stuff that will come. I kind of like the format of this program. I don't know that I'm a big fan of CeeLo Green or Christina Aguilera. I like Levine and Shelton together. But listen. There are very few of these people. I think it's interesting to note all of the attention being given to J-Lo because she has lots of demands. Should be the judge of these people. Hello, one leg at a time. Put your pants on one leg at a time. Remember that. And when you're going to the bathroom, you need toilet paper. You join everybody else in the world. There are at least two things that make us all the same. Maybe a few more. The late night shows get our attention here in this portion of the Good Day program because we all need kind of a chuckle here and there. And sometimes, especially Jay Leno, I find myself chuckling at most of what he does. And Conan actually has come around. I didn't used to be a fan of Conan's, but I like him. The jury is out on whether I think Arsenio is funnier. I think he's a good host. I'm not sure he's very funny. Let's listen and see if you think he's funny.
Last night, Air France officials intercepted 30 suitcases containing 1.3 tons of cocaine. That's a lot. In a related story, Charlie Sheen's Emmy party was held at the Air France evidence locker. Boy, it was so much cocaine that this morning the dogs that sniff drugs had to check into rehab.
Breaking Bad has had a huge impact on television. Thanks to Breaking Bad, the ratings for AMC have skyrocketed. They've gone through the roof. It's very cool. You know what? You know what else has skyrocketed? The number of high school kids now taking chemistry. Yeah. Now, sadly for all of us, this Sunday is the very last Breaking Bad. The very last one. Yeah, from now on, if you want to see psychotic murderers attack each other on Sunday, you'll have to watch the NFL.
Well, the price of gas reaching record levels here in California. It is unbelievable. We have the most expensive gas in the nation. Did you know that? In fact, the most popular item last night, the Emmy gift bag, was the siphon hose. People went... Gas is so expensive in California. You buy a new car, the fuel gauge says empty and rich bastard. There's nothing in the fridge. Here's how expensive gas is. Last night in L.A., I saw a guy walking. Okay, you never see that. Gas is so expensive, they're now selling it at Whole Foods. That's how
expensive. See, what I mean about him is just something about him. That is intriguing. So, at any rate, that's the story. I actually was interested in Wendy Williams. She always has some very interesting takes when she goes into the audience. There was a audience member that wondered if a newlywed couple ought to go into business together. My advice, unless you really, really, really know who your partner is, and you shouldn't be married unless you do, but you know how that works, probably not a great idea. All right, you got to get to know one another first, really get to know one another. So I'm the part of Wendy Williams, played by Doug Steffen, here on the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Prosecutors in Boston are promising to indict college friends of the Sinaroff brothers for obstructing justice and are threatening to hit them with 25 years in jail. Right amount or excessive?
Depending on the facts of the case, just initially as you've presented it, I would say it's excessive. They were probably just dumb college kids, but I mean, depending on the facts, it could be. I do think the next major ground for liberals and conservatives to unite on is the abuse of police these days. It seems like police are kind of riding a little higher in the saddle than they probably should nationwide.
I absent any evidence that these kids were involved in the plot to bomb itself, no, 25 years is too long. They were sticking up for a friend of theirs was in trouble, and they were going to do something to help him. They didn't know the facts of the case at that point. They were just dumb kids.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Talk about the issues of the day, the important information that will help you start your day being informed, and then you can think about what it all means to you. The news of the day, things that we think you're probably interested in, we being Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Jennifer back tomorrow. Have a 2020 news quiz for you in just a moment. First, though, let's get to what... In no necessarily particular order do we have these things arranged. I have them in my mind when it comes to those things that are upcoming. The stories that will be talked about today include what U.S. officials are saying about the claim that Kenya's foreign minister indicates a couple of Americans are among the terrorists who killed more than 60 people in that mall in Nairobi. All right?
Possible.
Yeah, why not? Why is that more interesting than whether there are Brits, supposedly Brits involved in this, or whether they're Brazilians or Australians, I suppose, because it's sort of a relevant thing to a point on our home soil. I really, are these people that are Americans, Americans in good standing? They may have lived here, worked here, but... yeah, I suppose you have to figure out in your own mind whether you think that's important. I don't think it's important to the discussion at all. However, I've been a naysayer pretty much the whole day so far, Kenny, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. White House is seeing an opening. It's the good news of the day and the week, maybe the month and the year. Obama, in his UN speech today, expected to signal a willingness to engage with the new Iranian government in exchange for nuclear concessions. I'd just say, without saying having a qualifier, we're happy to talk to you, pal. You want to talk to us?
Yeah.
We'll talk to you. That's it. No conditions. Let's see where they go. Instead of saying, oh, we've got to have nuclear concessions. Eh. Let's see where the conversation goes. Speaking of weaponry, there are some pretty strong video images of Syrian military helicopters dropping barrel bombs on opposition-held areas. And the international inspectors, I guess, have used that to say or suggest that the government was in charge. Is that whole water? I guess... I'm going to take a deep breath now. Again, I don't care. We're making a... Listen to the headline. The opening in Iran is good. That's a good American story. That affects you and it affects me because it sort of gets the blood pressure down a little bit. But remember, most of the reason your blood pressure is up is because the news media continues to hound away, or it did, on I'm a dinner jacket and what he said he was going to do. We're going to kill all the Israelis, right? Guess what? I'm a dinner jacket's gone. Did they kill any Israelis? No. Did you get worried about it for any good reason? Probably not. See what I'm saying about the news media? For years, right? How long did that go on? The guy was there, was he 8 years as president of Iran? And every single year, year in and year out, we're going to kill all the Israelis.
Drive them into the ocean.
Right. Drive them into the sea. Guess what? Israel's still there, and there are more Israelis today than there were when he became the president of Iran. So what did all of that noise accomplish? Nothing. Except get a lot of people upset. All right? You follow my drift here? A couple of people charged in a Chicago park shooting over the weekend. This is another thing. Do we know Chicago is violent? Yep. Rahm Emanuel doing a good job as mayor? Nope. Next. The Navy Yard shooter. All of this stuff. The Navy Yard shooter. Some genius. Listen to this. The story today is how the Navy Yard shooter slipped through the system. Really? That's the headline.
I don't need to laugh because it's not funny.
Well, yeah, but stupid.
Yeah.
He lied about a previous arrest and failed to disclose thousands of dollars in debts when he applied for military security clearance. Hello, you morons. That's why you're there, to give him a security clearance. What is your job, the USIS? They're supposed to find out if the guy lied. Well, he lied. We didn't know he lied. You didn't know he lied because you didn't do your job. Right? If they'd have done their job, I mean, any flat-footed private investigator in 15 minutes probably could have figured out this guy was a loser. And he ought not to have ever been on or close to a base. He lied. He must have been the first guy who ever lied on an application for a job, right? Nobody else has ever done that. He's the first person in the history of the world to lie on a job application. Wow.
How could they not have seen that coming?
Oh, my God, these people. Where do they come from? All right. Time for me to do...
Dr. Ron will be here to make you feel better in a second.
All right. So do I want to do a, maybe I shouldn't do a 2020 news quiz in this hour because we get too jammed up with things, right?
Yeah.
You know, I also want to talk to Dr. Ron about what pregnant women need to be aware of, because there's so much focus on industrial chemicals and pollutants and that sort of thing. We have, well, maybe this is the fear factor again. The air is dirty, the water is dirty, the food's bad, and all the things that are around us are horrible. Why would you bring a baby into the world? And my daughter's going to have a baby. She's not sure when it'll be, but I know she's going to have one. Maybe she'll have a couple of them. And that's a discussion that a lot of people have on the serious side of things. A lot of people who are going to be parents or want to be parents, they do concern themselves with a lot of these things. But you know what? If you're a good parent, you're going to do okay. Look at the children that you've been around, Kenny, and how they've turned out. I say that. I give thanks. We were talking earlier about what you give thanks for every day. I give thanks for my two children and how wonderfully well they've turned out. Now, people say, well, that's because the parents did a good job. Yeah, but there's a luck in the draw on this as well. There really is. You know, and it's environment. It's what you're surrounded by. I have a lady who works for me on my farm who milks the cows, and she has a son. She has two sons, actually. One of them is 16. The other one's 14. And I've been around these kids for a long time, and they're pretty good kids. But she's not a good mother. She's a wonderful person, but she doesn't have any control over them. So they just kind of do what they want to do. And the only reason that they're turning out okay is because of the environment they've been surrounded by on the farms where she's worked, and our farm, and the people who are instrumental in our farm. And so they've presented a good appearance, a positive background, and the kids are turning out okay. And that's how you bring children into the world. You give them as much support as you can and love, and expose them to things that they can hold on to, they can grab on to. Because they can't find them by themselves. They got to be exposed to it. So an idea, or two or three or four, that are worth some time and consideration. Dr. Ron Hoffman with our medical theme of the week, and what to expect when you're expecting, coming right up here on Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger, get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you think of vaccines, you probably think of children, but they're important for adults as well. In fact, vaccines play an important part in helping people of all ages maintain their health and wellness. That's why this week, a variety of organizations are celebrating National Adult Immunization Awareness Week. Here's family physician Dr. Patricia Samuelson.
Many adults aren't aware that they need to keep up to date on vaccines just like kids do. As we age, our risks increase for certain diseases for which vaccines are recommended. And if you have chronic health conditions, such as diabetes or heart disease, your risk for certain diseases can be even greater.
National Adult Immunization Awareness Week is a great time to educate yourself about vaccines and help protect yourself from certain diseases. That way you can spread the word about vaccines to family you'll be seeing over the upcoming holidays. Talk to your doctor, pharmacist, or other health care provider to find out which vaccines may be recommended for you. To learn more, visit sponsor.webmd.com/vaccines.
Last night on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returned.
We are ready to play!
The Voice is back. And tonight, the blind auditions continue with the original coaches, CeeLo, Christina, Adam, and Blake.
You look up to Blake.
We all do. He's like 6'9". I think you just love to look at him.
You're gorgeous, man.
Then, it's the season premiere of Chicago Fire. Last year's hit drama moves to its new night and time, Tuesdays after The Voice. It all begins tonight on NBC. This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed, based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams three times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
It's now 15 before the hour. The Tuesday morning Doug Steffen Good Day program in the Information Corner. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us. Dr. Ron is one of the primary audio sources of information in our country because he has a good radio presence around the country. Has been on in New York for a long time. Check out his website, drhoffman.com. There is a, I pick a medical theme often for all of the doctors who are on the program to comment about. And so this week, as I saw a lot of attention being given to eating before you go to bed, I thought I would use that. Is it healthy? The basic bottom line question here, I guess, is it healthy to eat before you go to bed? What I found in looking around is, I guess it depends on what you eat. What do you think, Ron?
Well, it does indeed. In fact, it is the prescribed route for sumo wrestlers to do precisely that. If you want to become a sumo wrestler, first of all, you have to have a tremendous throw weight in the ring.
Right.
Because, you know, if you get in the ring and you clock in at 350 and your opponent steps up and he's coming in at 425, he's going to bounce you right out of the ring. So the object is to gain as much weight as possible. So what they do with these guys is, they actually work out quite a lot during the day, and mostly lifting weights, and they eat a modest amount. But the big meal comes right at the end of the day, and it's lots and lots of white rice.
Really?
There are plenty of protein, but lots of white rice. They stuff themselves, and then they're told to absolutely chill out, not do anything, and go immediately to sleep.
That's
a perfect recipe for weight gain, which in this case is desirable. So if you want that, you know, you want to become a sumo wrestler, that's the way to go.
And how old are these people usually? There are now sumo women who are doing sumo wrestling too, right?
I didn't even know. Yeah, maybe that's a whole new category.
Yeah, no, there are women who are doing sumo wrestling. How long do these people live?
Well, that's the problem. Yeah, they actually written articles about this, is that they have some serious concerns about the health and longevity of these individuals, because while they're national heroes and they're like rock stars over there, they die at very young ages. And that's a big concern, because Japanese, by and large, have great longevity. They're generally very lean and healthy, and yet they cultivate this class of super athletes who are sick and often die in their 50s. So it's not a good... And many of them actually turn it around and lose phenomenal amounts of weight once their professional careers are over. They can actually trim down if they change their lifestyles, if not too late. Another aspect of eating a little bit before you go to sleep, on the other hand, it sometimes helps, because if you take something that is, you know, modest in carbohydrates or foods rich in tryptophan, that may actually help you to sleep. So it kind of depends.
Yeah, right. All right, the new French fry, the healthier French fry that's being touted by Burger King. Have a bunch of those before you go to sleep. It's probably just what the doctor ordered, right?
I don't know what to do. I mean, that's sort of like, a safer motorcycle or something.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. All right, let's find out what you think pregnant women need to be aware of regarding, you may have heard me talking about the focus on chemicals and pollutants in the air and the water and the food, everyday products, the food that really isn't good. We know there's lots of that around. What should a pregnant mother be eating and thinking about?
Well, the Endocrine Society, which is the largest group of endocrinologists in the country, professional organization, just came out with a new position paper about what are called EDCs, endocrine disrupting chemicals, which are present in many, many objects that we use on a daily basis, plastics, cups, bottles, even the labels that were handed every day at cashiers contain BPA, bisphenol A. These disrupt the endocrine system. They can actually change reproductive organs, increase the risk of cancer, affect the thyroid, and it's particularly dangerous for pregnant women to be around. So, you know, stay away from artificial stuff. Don't nuke things in plastic and the microwave.
Right. I say to people, don't use a microwave, because people laugh and scoff at me. It redistributes the molecules and at best makes the food worthless. But I think there are some dangerous things that happen when you use a microwave. Do you agree?
Well, that could be. I mean, there have been some studies which show that the food may or may not be substantially changed. But the concern, too, is the microwave emanates a lot of what are called electromagnetic fields. Now, that sounds crazy, but some of these fields surround us, and they may be particularly harmful for pregnant women to be close to. So that's a concern, too. Whether or not the food is poisoned by the process, unclear, but you know, we're creating more fields on a daily basis, holding cell phones to our heads, giving cell phones to, you know, two-year-olds.
Yeah.
And God knows we need maybe
right,
less.
And that's the thing, yes. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking about microwaves and what does it, but the cell phone stuff are all the things that we are exposed to. I'm sitting in front of three computer screens right now. What's that doing for me? You in your office probably have them, that stuff. And yeah, cell phones and whatever other trinkets we have around that are supposed to make our lives better. They may make our lives better, but do they make them longer? I'm not sure that that's the case.
Well, you know, you can't be paranoid about everything, but I think we're moving so quickly into a new technological era with things we're kind of dismissive about. You know, I think more study needs to be done about the effects of the electromagnetic waves.
drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com is Ron Hoffman's website. If you're intrigued by his attitude toward health issues as discussed here, you might want to check out his website. Lots of great information there, drhoffman.com. Thank you, Ron. 51 after. This is Good Day.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com."
After the hour, Tech Talk time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's find out what Shelley Palmer has in the way of information. He's going to report about a way for Verizon Fios customers to keep up with their favorite TV shows while you may be on the go. And then we're going to spend a little bit of time as time allows to figure out what's going on with Apple. The sales apparently are soaring for the iPhone, and BlackBerry is going to be taken over. So a couple of other items of interest here as we move forward on Good Day.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're a Verizon Fios customer who's always on the go, keeping up with your favorite shows just got a little easier. Last week, Verizon announced an update to the company's Fios mobile app, which now lets Fios customers watch live TV and video on demand anywhere they want on iOS, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. The initial rollout only features 9 channels, but includes BBC America, Epix, NFL Network, Food Network, and Travel Channel, all available to be watched wherever you are. And as an added bonus to customers in New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., news and weather from local affiliates of major broadcast networks are also available through the app. The update is aimed at Verizon's borderless lifestyle customers, the 40% Verizon customers like me who use multiple devices and need to stay connected 24/7. The updated app is available for download now, so go get it and start watching TV anywhere you want. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Last night on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returned.
We are ready to play!
The Voice is back. And tonight, the blind auditions continue with the original coaches, CeeLo, Christina, Adam, and Blake.
You look up to Blake.
We all do. He's like 6'9". I think you just like to look at him. You're gorgeous, man.
Then, it's the season premiere of Chicago Fire. Last year's hit drama moves to its new night and time, Tuesdays after The Voice. It all begins tonight on NBC.
It's no secret parents and teenagers rarely agree on anything. according to a new national poll, when it comes to their outlook on higher education and their financial future, they're still not seeing eye to eye. Let's find out more about this. This sounds pretty interesting. Here's Brian Osich.
New data from the 18th Allstate National Journal Heartland Monitor poll found American adults overwhelmingly believe childhood was better for earlier generations and that it was also better to be a parent when they were growing up. Allstate's Sanjay Gupta.
While there's a sense of pessimism in this poll, the younger generation feels a sense of optimism about the future, and that gives us hope for the enduring American dream.
Gupta says these results indicate there's a lack of clear direction for many Americans when it comes to the country and economy.
I think there's no question that we have to find ways to invest in education. Education has been proven to be a strong factor in not only help children succeed, but quite frankly, it's the ticket to middle class.
To see the full results of the Heartland Monitor poll, go to theheartlandvoice.com/categories/insights. That's Newsbreak from Allstate.
The best of times and the worst of times for technology, Kenny. On Monday, Apple announced it had sold a record 9 million new iPhone 5s and iPhone 5C. It's the 5S and 5C models. Those are the two new ones, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Now, this helped Wall Street send Apple's stock price up 5% yesterday. CEO of Apple says the demand for the new iPhones has been incredible, and while we've sold out of our initial supply of 5S's, stores continue to receive new iPhone shipments every day, so don't worry, be happy. What I heard was that they weren't that good. People were complaining, but that doesn't seem to stop people from going out buying them.
No, everybody needs the latest, hottest, sexiest new toy.
The latest and greatest, exactly. Also yesterday, the once all-powerful BlackBerry said it had reached a $4.7 billion deal to be taken over by a private group led by some financial holding company. The takeover deal will pay shareholders $9 a share in cash. Being privately held would allow BlackBerry to restructure without worrying about bad news affecting the price of its shares. BlackBerry announced it would lay off 40% of its employees on Friday and reported a $1 billion loss. How do you survive with that? Why would you pay $4.7 billion for something that lost a billion? I got to figure that math out. How's that work?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, that's the look at technology, the specifics of some of the technological stories making news on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where it's 59 minutes.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.